roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience.
That's
in
you.
A show called Stab. Stab.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Stab. There are so many of you here. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants for Stab? Please welcome to the stage Mr. Luke Soyan, Ben Rice, and Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones. One more time, Jesse Jones.
You're good.
Welcome. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Welcome, people.
Thank you for coming. We have started the show. I don't know if you knew this, but we started the show already. Here, you guys, you can finish the conversation. Here. All right. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome. Welcome. Luke Soyan, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
You're here again. Thank you for coming. Luke Soyan, he does his own show, a couple different podcasts now. The Epic Tiki Talk Show.
Yeah, want something like that.
Right now
it's Epic Tiki's Take. It's very confusing.
Epic Tiki's Take. Okay.
Yeah.
And the
Sexy Podcast.
And the Sexy Podcast.
With J.R. DeGuzman.
Yeah. International lovemaker.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for being here. Aside from the podcast, everything that you're doing, I don't know if you knew this, but you are a mathlete. You're a mathlete.
Yeah, yeah.
Just thought I'd let everyone know that. Okay.
I know the square root of 3 off the top of my head, but I won't say right now.
Wait.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like we need to reestablish the energy in the room.
Uh-oh.
It's not your fault, Luke. I just feel like.
No, it's all right.
Like a lot of people in the middle left.
I don't have a lot of energy.
Feel naked. Speaking of feeling naked, Ben Rice is here. Ben Rice.
Thank you.
Ben Rice, thank you for being here again. You also have a new podcast out called Barley and Me.
That's correct.
Tell me what it is, please.
It's a it's a beer podcast where I go to breweries and drink beer and review it, and then I talk to brewers and owners about the business and art of beer.
You look like the type of guy that would do that.
Can you tell from my stomach?
Beard. I was going to say the beard. Ben Rice, he will probably sing on this episode. He has sung on every episode since.
Every single one.
He's been on 5 episodes, and every time he's given us a bar or two.
At least one.
He's spit some lyrics. Jesse Jones, also here again.
Yay.
He's here again. Jesse Jones, this is your, which appearance is this? This is at least your 36th appearance.
Yeah.
No joke.
40-something. I don't know. Hardly matters.
Jesse's been on every show except 2.
Yes.
Because his grandpa died for that one time.
Just the once.
Just that one time.
Yeah.
That one side of your grandpa. Jesse Jones, very funny. I don't know if you knew this, but Jesse Jones is in the mood for a melody.
Oh.
It's true. Maybe I'll supply it.
Let's play Stab. All right.
That was short.
This first segment is called This Was Today Once. Basically, we take things to happen today on this date. We blend them together, and then you tell us what you did. Luke Soyan, on this day, 1980, a massive storm tears through western Wisconsin, causing the U.S. $160 million in damage. I don't know why the U.S. had to pay for it. this also happened on this date, 1956. Joe Satriani, American instrumental rock guitarist, composer, and songwriter, was born. Tell me what of it.
He's my favorite musician. So.
Is he really?
No.
What a coincidence. The guy rocks.
Well, John, if you'll remember from my last appearance, I've become somewhat of an expert investigator of the odd happenings surrounding musicians.
Hmm.
If you'll remember in my last appearance, episode 26, entitled Wine in the Corner, I wrote a book about my last adventure, which I have since renamed to The Curious Case of the Missing Hymen, because the original title was too unwieldy. Also, I've been reading a bunch of Agatha Christie books and playing a shitload of Clue. Anyways, in that book, I recounted the harrowing tale of my failed quest to locate Joey Ramone's lost hymen.
That's right.
Which, if you'll recall, turned out to simply be the foreskin from his baby penis. It was a gut-wrenching defeat for me. So when you suggested I celebrate two seemingly unrelated events again, I thought to myself, this can only lead to more disappointment. But John, let me tell you, I could not have been more wrong this time. I began this celebration by setting out for one of Wisconsin's one visitor center. Because that's where the weather history of a state is kept, right? But when I got there, all I found was piles of cheese. Mm. So I searched through the cheese rubble and found even more cheese. But then I searched even more, and I found encased in a translucent bubble of provolone, moderately famous and sort of Moby-looking American guitarist Joe Satriani. WTF, I said. Why is he here when he's clearly out there making instrumental rock music that is best described as ambient theme music for baby boomer dads? Apparently, Joe Satriani was doing a concert in Green Bay back in 1980, where he shredded so fucking hard that he caused a hot wind to melt all the cheese in the state and encase him in it. So I began eating, as anyone else would do, because provolone is my second favorite cheese, and I wanted to save this man's life. So when I finally chewed him out, he woke up screaming, "It was Mo in the concert hall with the cheese!" And I was like, "WTF, Joe?" And he explained that not only does he also play Hella Clue, but his twin brother, Mo Satriani, was the one who melted the cheese and stole his brother's rightful place as the mediocrest of guitar-shredding dudes. So now I'm writing another book called Provolone Prison, How I Saved Joe Satriani's Life. And then I just had this joke about Joe Satriani. Joe Satriani's like if you remove the jalapenos from Carlos Santana.
That was moderately racist. Good job. Good job. Very good. You fit right in. Ben Rice. On this day, 1909, Jean Hamburger, French physician and surgeon, was born. Guess what else? On 1948, Twinkle, English singer-songwriter, was born. What say you?
Well, John, I feel like you're trying to dupe me into singing again.
Me? No.
Yeah, so I Googled some Twinkle songs.
Okay.
To figure out what was going on there, and it turns out that she was famous in the 1960s and early 60s, and all of her songs lack any kind of melody or memorable lyric. I assume in that time period they called it heroin pop. And so I'm not going to perform any of that for you tonight because it bores me to tears. Let's see here. Jean Hamburger was a revolutionary, the creator of the kidney transplant. Twinkle was a completely forgettable British pop singer, part of the British invasion, if you will.
I see.
One saved lives, and the other one sang songs about guys who killed themselves whenever they were near her because she was so completely boring and unenergetic. But most importantly, when someone listens to Twinkle and mumbles to themselves, how can someone write such a piss-poor song? Jean Hamburger has the answers.
Thank you, Ben Rice. Thank you.
Kidney. Right, yes, right.
Oh.
I got it.
Jesse Jones, on this date, 1997, Gianni Versace, Italian fashion designer, died.
Yeah.
Also on this date, 2006, Twitter launched, becoming one of the largest social media platforms in the world. So what?
Well, as part of my festivities this afternoon, I visited a medium who put me in contact with the ghost of Gianni Versace. I then allowed that spirit to enter my body. After which I gave it free rein on my Twitter account for 15 minutes. What follows is a list of the tweets that the ghost of Gianni Versace sent in that time using the hashtag Versace's ghost in regards to some of Stab's regular guests.
All right, hold on. All right, let's...
Twitter!
Hey, brought that one out. So they go like this. Again, Twitter segments back.
Twitter segments back, yeah.
At Bucky Gums. Your style is reminiscent of a 12-year-old boy who wonders why his uncle won't touch his butthole anymore. Hashtag Versace's ghost.
Jojo Lewis.
At X John Ross X. I can easily say that your fashion sense is quite literally just as keen as mine. I've been dead 18 years. Hashtag Versace's ghost.
Oh, that hurts.
At Jacqueline Wyan. You have the style of Betty Page and sophistication of Jane Mansfield. Not in their prime as they are today. Hashtag Versace's ghost. At what do you want to do? The only thing I can imagine that might improve your fashion sense would be a closet fire. With you in it. Hashtag Versace's ghost. At X John Ross X.
Oh, Jesus.
I can only guess that the look you were going for was disgraced former church group T-ball coach.
That's pretty good.
Hashtag grip practice. Hashtag Versace's ghost. At Epic Tiki Comedy. I like your style. By like, I mean hope you're strangled to death by. And style, I mean petite sailor tees. Hashtag Versace's ghost.
Does that meet the character limit?
At X John Ross X.
Oh, fuck. Gianni Jesus.
I designed Elton John's costumes. And your wine-colored jeans make you look as gay as nine dicks sucking ten dicks. Hashtag Versace's ghost.
They're purple. All right, that was... That was today once.
I was just so happy you just so accidentally wore them today.
Man, if Gianni Versace only knew... You have a bottle of sand around your neck from Burning Man.
Well,
it's weird she wouldn't send you anything.
I mean, I was possessed by the ghost of it. He's obviously not going to shit on me. I mean, he could have.
She could have.
I didn't think about that. I probably should have done that. Yeah.
Just didn't occur to him.
Well, yeah. Self-deprecation, not your strong suit. Just being mean. Anyway. Wouldn't that be weird if we got in a fight right now?
It would be.
Okay.
Wine jeans.
Sand neck. Okay. Your grandpa's dead. I already mentioned. I'm sorry.
How are those divorces going?
Double. They're great. I have my kids half the time. It's good. I mean, it's because I could have kids, but, you know.
That's a come up.
I don't know. That's weird. I don't know. I'm sure you're fertile. I don't know.
I don't know. I might not know something.
Is he, Ben? I don't know.
Barry.
All right, let's move on to this next segment. It's called. It used to be called Organization. Now it's called Fuck You, Jesse. No, I'm kidding. No, this next segment's...
You take it up with the ghost of Gianni Versace.
It was never called Organization, to be fair.
All right, we're going to start over. This next segment is called Reorganization.
Thank you.
Please take this existing acronym and reimagine it. Number one, what does it now stand for? Number two, who or what does it now represent? Today's acronym, HTTP. HTTP. We'll start with you, Luke Soyn.
All right, I had a couple, so I hope that's okay. My first one was, haggard tortoises are typically Photoshopped. That was self-explanatory. And I had a lot. I'm just going to do two, though. The other one is, Hank typically tinkles politely. And that's just my friend Hank when he tinkles. He's typically very polite about it. I'll be hanging out with him, and he'll be like, hey, Luke, do you mind if we pause this rousing game of Mario Kart so that I may tinkle, take a tinkle? And I'll say something like, no, you moron, we're on the rainbow road where there are no pit stops. You take a pit stop and you fall off the edge, and that cloud guy has to fish you out of the ether. And he'll say, well, I'm just going to go, and then he'll pause it and go pee in the corner of the room while holding his pinky up. And while I want to get really mad at him for pausing the game and peeing in the corner of my family room, the pinky sort of takes me out of the anger of the moment. So I close my eyes and I say, HTTP, HTTP, HTTP. And he finishes, and I light a scented candle and forget there's literal pee in the corner of one of the rooms of my house. So that, yeah.
Very good, Luke Soyan. HTTP. Ben Rice, what does HTTP mean to you?
HTTP means hump this throw pillow. The beauty of HTTP, or hump this throw pillow, is that it can be used by anyone. Maybe you're a wife with a full-time job, three kids, and a horn dog of a husband, and you just don't feel like the time is right. You have a bevy of throw pillows adorning your better couch. They're there just for appearances. They make you feel fancy, but Lord knows they're getting no work. So when your hubby starts grinding on you, just grab one and chuck it at him. HTTP, you decree, and he's off to the races to stable that stallion. Or maybe you have a pubescent boy who's got boners galore, and you're tired of crusty socks, stained undies, or the logjam of tissues in your trash can. HTTP, you shriek in glee, and he'll banish his arousal forthwith. Tired of dog lipstick rubbing all over everything? A toy to chew just won't do. HTTP, and you will see that your pup prefers to pump a pillow, not your pants leg. And the most magical part of all is that much like any web address, you start with HTTP, but you can't stop until you .com.
Very good. Very good. HTTP. All right. HTTP!
HTTP stands for Heterosexual Threesomes Take Precision.
And how?
Specifically in the case of the two-man, one-woman variety, this threesome configuration is fraught with danger for the nervous heterosexual man. Where any lingering eye contact or fleeting graze of another man's flesh is fraught with boner-destroying homosexual panic. It's important to remember the proper etiquette for all involved when, say, the festivities turn to oral copulation.
It's not me, I swear.
The lady may be positioned between the two gentlemen and may hold no more than one penis in each hand at any time. The two peni may, under no circumstances, be touching, whether inside or outside of the lady. And while standing on either side, the gentlemen should focus their gaze only on the breasts of the generous lady between. If at any time you come into contact with the genitalia of the other gentleman involved, it is proper and indeed encouraged to simply shout, "Sports!" At which point, the incursion will be forgiven as an accident, and the threesome may continue without incident.
That was Reorganization, the show. It's still called Stab. This next segment is called the Topical Haiku Challenge. Topical Haiku Challenge. Gentle persons, please have written three haiku about the following story. God damn it. Nintendo's president died. His name was Satoru?
Yeah.
Iwata?
Iwata.
Iwata?
Iwata, Iwata. Yeah.
Okay. Please do one at a time. A haiku for Nintendo's dead president. And we're off.
All right. This one's called Cynical Viewpoint. Wii U sales are down. This is not going to help. Investors angry.
Very good. That was really good. That deserved more crowd.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Sorry. That's enough. That's enough. It wasn't that good.
It's not necessary for everyone.
Ben.
All right. This is called Super Mario Brothers Level 2-1 Under Iwata World. Or Iwata Underworld. Up, up, down, down, left. Right, left, right. BA select. Forgot start, now dead.
Jesse Jones.
That was too close to one that I have, so I'm going to try and try and write one. Or I could just do it.
All right.
Yeah. See how close we were on this, Ben. Hmm. My first one, Konami Croak. It may sound similar for the first two lines, but the third is different. That's where you can judge for yourself. Up, up! Down, down. Left. Right, left, right. B-A. Select. Damn. You were so close. I feel like I should have just done another one.
That was really good. No.
That's all right. It's the first time we've had one that
close. Yeah, that was very
good.
That
was a good one, yeah.
Yes. Luke Soyan, your second of three.
Okay, this one is called Super Mario 3 Dungeon. He is now a ghost. So if I turn around then, will he come for me? It's like when you play the game and they turn around and you get... Yeah. Yeah,
boo.
Ben Rice.
All right. This one is called Heaven is the Hardest Level. Harikiri for no reason, no shame in not beating Battletoads.
This is hard. Very good. Yeah. This is very good. No, I mean, it's very good.
My second one is almost completely different than Ben's last one. I don't know if we even share one word in common.
Oh, my God.
This one is titled Grief Triss. Slide coffin in place. Whole row of crypts disappear. A straight piece at last. It's Tetris, guys.
This is really deep. We're not at Comic-Con, fellas. This is not... This is not... Yeah. Stab goes Comic-Con.
All right. Third one might be a little more user-friendly. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. This last one, it's called Don't You Wanta Iwata. Mr. Iwata, I wanta you come back to give you Fanta. I don't know if you ever had one. It's delicious.
Ben Rice.
All right. This one's a bit on the nose. I do apologize. Title, I'm Sorry, Mario, But. Let's begin. I'm Sorry, Mario, But is the name of this one. You're 72. Virgin princesses are in another castle.
Jesse Jones, bring us home.
My third is titled The Grim Plumber. Shrouded in darkness, skeletal hand beckons, come. Death speaks. It's a me!
That was... Topical Haiku Challenge. This is Dab. This next segment is called Movie Makeup. Here are some movie titles we made up. Please give a synopsis based off the titles. Luke Soyan, you were given The Chewy Slapback Gang. Ben Rice, you were given Channel the Scepter.
Yes.
And Jesse Jones, you were given The Bill Jackson Jamboree.
It's for you.
Just all right, a little. All right, so I wrote this segment. at a bar two nights ago. And we did it by rolfing. I don't know if you know what rolfing is, but it's where you start saying a sound and then whatever comes out of your mouth, you vomit words, basically. So it would be like, you know, someone would say, all right, start saying something starting with the letter R. Right. And then so you'd have to go, the ragtag tamales, ragtag tamales. And that's what we would call the movie. So do you want to try? Do you want to try to Rolf?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me three things you like about the State Fair.
Oh, nothing, kettle corn, and the weird people.
We're doing it wrong. I think. You have to go like, three things I love about the State Fair. I love candles, I love popsicles and cameras.
Okay, okay. Well, right? Give me another
so
one.
You don't
give
know what
one.
You're going to say until
not
you
doing
say
that
it.
Ever. Like,
all right, what do you like about funerals?
Casper, Seven, and Serial Killers.
Okay, good.
I don't know.
It's fun. It's fun. See, crowd? It's fun.
And hold
great
for
it.
Okay, we're going to start. Luke, sorry, the name of the movie you're supposed to make up. It's called The Chewy Slapback Gang. Let's hear what that is.
Wait, gang, right?
Gang.
Okay. I want to make sure I did this right. This is, I don't know what voice I was writing this in, so I'm just going to read it. College friends and medical-grade toothpaste saleswomen Yentl, Ginny, Jenny, and Pam spend their days as most single ladies do, working for the man and working for the weekend. As you can imagine, their job fucking sucks. Cold calling mealy mouth motherfuckers all day, trying to sell them something their toothless mouths don't even need anymore. But that doesn't stop them from having fun together. Between cold calls, they do hilarious shit like exchange dick pics they receive from men and hella make fun of them. But why are they called the Chewy Slapback Gang? I'm getting to that shit, audience. See, in college, they all chewed hella gum because it was the 80s and that shit was cool back then. Also, they tried to join a frat because they were like, fuck sororities. And those sexist frat guys wouldn't let them join. So they started their own frat. And then they invited those frat boys to a party where they roofied them. And then they took advantage of their buttholes with strap-on dildos.
Oh, boy.
And then when they were done, they took their gum out of their mouths and slapped on the backs of those victims. And then they were like, Chew Slapback Gang! Starring Pam Grier, but not as Pam. Barbara Streisand as a different Yentl. And ironically... And ironically, Elizabeth Olsen playing identical twins Pam and Ginny. Critics are calling it a movie that fails the Bechdel test in the best way possible. The Chewy Slapback Gang, a movie where the entire thing is women in an office calling people to sell toothpaste while reminiscing what Roger Ebert's ghost calls a male animal house.
Very good. The Chewy Slapback Gang. I pictured it all the way through. Very good. Ben Rice, Channel the Scepter.
Which is a great name that I feel I did not do enough justice to. Oh, I'm very
okay.
Sorry.
It's all right.
A medieval sci-fi thriller, Channel the Scepter bashes boundaries in its daring hybrid of the two beloved film genres. Starring Milton Berle as King Arthur and Zac Efron as the Sword from Sword in the Stone. Channel the Scepter opens on an aging and partied out, partially embittered King Arthur bemoaning his wealth, social esteem, and young trophy queen to the few hangers-on he's picked up through 81 years of life. Oh, it would be so nice to be 18 again, he exclaims, to no one and everyone all at once, to go back to being the young hotshot king who brought peace and prosperity in a time of war, hatred, violence, serfdom, and turbulence, while simultaneously drowning in puddles of poon. And then, at midnight, as the party is winding down, crash! A lightning bolt shoots from the sky, colliding into the old Hill Valley Courthouse clock tower, sending a 1.21 gigawatt shock of electricity through King Arthur's young concubine. We'd left to hang from it to build up her pitiful forearms as Uncle Milty loves him a handy. But anyway, the young concubine had decided to practice the proper motions on the hilt of Excalibur, resulting in the most confusing of body swaps. Now King Arthur's mind is in the sword of Excalibur.
And the Sword Excalibur's mind, which exists. I swear it exists, damn you. It's called suspension of disbelief. Get with it. Went into the king of King Arthur. Into that of King Arthur. And the concubine, the concubine died. Because 1.21 gigawatts is a lot of watts, you guys. And so we spend the next hour and 22 minutes watching the legendary Milton Berle and the spirit of his even more legendary cock literally slay some gash. Well, Zach Efron goes from a hot hunk of metal to a withered borderline robotic playboy who can barely connect two lines of dialogue without drooling. A role perfect for his acting prowess. Coming to theaters this July with a sequel already planned for Christmas 2016. It's Channel the Scepter, rated G.
Ben Rice, movie makeup, Channel the Scepter. Jesse Jones, the name of the movie you've been given is called The Bill Jackson Jamboree. Bill Jackson Jamboree.
Yeah.
Go for it. You go ahead.
Recordings of the Bill Jackson Jamboree arrive in mailboxes on hand-burned DVDs, usually within a month or two of the end of festivities, and feature much of the footage collected by various Bill Jacksons and Bill Jackson enthusiasts at the annual gathering of Bill Jacksons at the official Bill Jackson Jamboree, held in Jackson, Mississippi. Not to be confused with the various regional Bill Jackson Jamborees held throughout the year and across the country in such exotic locales, including but not limited to Jackson, Alabama, Jackson, Kentucky, Jackson County, Oregon, Jackson Heights, Queens, New York, Jackson Junction, Iowa, Lake Jackson, Texas, and Jackson Parish, Louisiana. The DVD does not include footage from Jackson Township, New Jersey, home of the famous historic reenactment of all 16 career touchdowns of former Kansas City Chiefs running back Billy Jackson. And for those Bill Jackson enthusiasts looking for more adult fare, be sure to check out the Jack and Bill Jackson's Hedonism de Erotica Carnival in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And the Jacktacular Bill Jackson Humpathon to raise money for cervical cancer research August 15th and 16th in Mount Jackson, Virginia.
That was movie makeup. This is still Stab. This next segment, the final segment of the evening, it's called Locate. This final segment's called Location, Location, Location. A fan favorite. I'm drunk. Drinking water. Gonna get home. You're all business owners in shitty locations, guys, make us want to come to these businesses. Luke Soyan, you're a talent agent in Sacramento, California, USA. Ben Rice, you're a pimp in a city of eunuchs. Jesse Jones, you sell daughters back to the fathers you stole them from. We're going to start with Luke Soyan. You're a talent agent in Sacramento, California, USA.
Yeah, and I do pretty good. Are you an artist born and raised in the greater Sacramento area? Did you think about pursuing your dreams, but then life got in the way and forced you to stay in this average of a town?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a compulsion to create, but are bogged down by laziness or unwanted responsibilities such as kids, a wife, a mortgage, and that stripper who you thought could be your mistress, but it turns out this isn't 17th century England, and now you have to pay her to not add your wife on Facebook and tell her about all the sordid hotel rendezvous you've met for over the years, including that time you ate her asshole out because biological danger is what really gets you going? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we are the talent agency for you. At itsnevergoingtobemorethanahobby.com.
Hurts.
We cover every type of artist. From actor to glassblower, we have you covered. If you're a comedian, we'll have you headlining bar shows exclusively to ensure you will never be discovered. If you're a YouTube blogger, we'll show you how to disengage with your audience by sounding whiny and upping your attention whore quotient. That is a technical term. Poet and no one knows it? Not a problem. We'll find you an audience of overly emotional hipsters who want to praise your rhyming gibberish. Dog trainer, we'll train your audience to sit and watch you make your dogs do cool stuff like sit. Magician, we'll saw your audience in two and double it. Then we'll saw those audiences into twos and make fours and so on. Because that's math and math works. We can even help burlesque dancers that tried stripping but were too heavy for pole work. At itsnevergoingtobemorethanahobby.com, we have all of the necessary tools and know-how to help you never get anywhere with your useless talent show only skill.
Very good, Luke. Oh, that was hard. Ben Rice.
Too real.
It was very real. That was very real.
I kind of just want to go home now.
Yeah. You know, it's
no,
over.
Guys, we're going to make it.
That's right.
It's the glass blowers that aren't going anywhere.
Okay, yeah.
We have a podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. Multiple podcasts. We all have podcasts.
This is recorded. We're on the internet.
We're going to get out there.
The world will hear our voices and appreciate our talent.
Yeah.
This guy drove from Chico to be here.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
You can back the truck of money up anytime now, world. Luna's Cafe, 16th Street, between N and O.
All right. Ben Rice, you're a pimp in a city of eunuchs.
All right. Hey. Hey, buddy. Hey, man. Looking to get a little action? Get a little frisky? A little pickle tickle? My brother? I can tell by your strides you're a jovial sort, a man of means and worldly wisdom, an introspective imp with grand designs, but oh, how you hunger for that touch. Sorry. A long, lonely time, and time goes by so slowly. And time can do so. Sorry. And I have just the deal for you. I did it.
Thank you.
And I have just the deal for you, my friend. Well, can't come to the world of your wildest dreams. Tired from all the ladies looking the other way while you desperately try to conjure your erection like you're some kind of sex wizard, even though you know you're not some kind of sex wizard? You've lost your berries and can't make any juice. But damn if you don't want some honeysuckle, am I right? Well, I've got just a thing for you for a small nominal charge. Imagine non-judgmental human companionship. She may not get you off, but she'll get your brain a-buzzin' as she doesn't mock your flabby gut, your soft voice, your brittle bone disease. And though it may be uncouth, maybe a little naughty, she'll do it with Vienna sausage if you ask her nicely. For just $5, she'll give you the three-way you always desired. Thick, salacious salami. Bold, beautiful bologna. And a smack of ham as well. You've cut out stress, now try the best. The best damn sandwich maker west of the Mississippi. She's a dream girl for the man who can't shoot a string of pearl. And as her boss, I can assure you, she can definitely tell the difference between a man and a boy. I rest my case, Your Honor. Sincerely, Jared from Subway.
Oh, there you go. Twist.
Ooh, boom. Topical twist.
Topical twist.
Very good. Ben Rice, let him hear it. Let him hear it. Ben Rice. Jesse Jones, bring us home with the show. Location, location, location for you is you sell daughters back to the fathers you stole them from. same bar. Okay. Go ahead, Jeff.
Daughters! Get your daughters here. Literally your daughters. In case you somehow haven't noticed by now that you were missing your daughters here, we got the best, most used to be your daughters. for the most reasonable prices you might have ever expected to pay to get back your daughter's hair. You, sir, the angry gentleman over there, don't be shy. Tell me, what do you think you might pay for your very own, one-of-a-kind, formerly yours daughter? Go on, think about it. Think about what you might have expected to pay if you were ever in the situation that you find yourself in right now. You got a number, sir? Good, good. Now think real hard about that number in your head. Now take that number and double it. You got it? You got that new number? Good, good, good. Now take that number and double it. Now when you think about the feeling of joy and relief that having your very own daughter back by your side would bring you, don't you think that's still a deal at twice the price? Well, we did too, so now take that number and double it. There you are, sir. Good as new. Maybe a little more aware of her surroundings. Maybe a little more suspicious of unmarked vans. But no worse for wear. Now, if you'll excuse me, business is booming here at Bill Jackson's unsupervised daughter abductiporia.
Oh, my God. That was stabbed, ladies and gentlemen. Luke Soyan, Ben Rice, Jesse Jones. That was Stab. If you'd like to hear more Stab, go to our website or our many online outlets, the primary of which being www.stab4gold.com. Stab, the number 4gold.com. Check us out on Twitter at Stab Show. Get us on SoundCloud, YouTube. This edition of Stab was recorded live and produced here at Luna's Cafe in Sacramento, Woo! California.
Happy birthday, Art!
Yes. Our recording engineer was this time Dan Herrera with TBT Studios. Let him hear you. All voiceover work was done by Miss America 2017, John Alston. I don't know if you knew this. All of our social media was handled by Fingers. Wardrobes provided by the Queen. And lodging for all the guests established provided by Miniskirts. Miniskirts, that's where you guys stay tonight. Thank you. Thank you guys for listening to Stab. Good evening. Thank you very much for being here. Woo!